need also more than short-term sticking plaster solutions. If this situation has shown us anything, it's that we need a government that doesn't put off essential work in the hope of saving some money. Now, there is a new bridge that's coming, and we supported that. And the government is working hard to mitigate emergency transport problems, and we support that too. But for the First Minister to try and sweep everything under the carpet just won't wash. We know the bridge maintenance contract has been privatised by her government, and budgets have been slashed by her government. We know the budget for the bridge was cut by 65%. Audit Scotland told us that. That's a cut to the maintenance budget of an ageing but essential asset. Given what has now happened, and with the benefit of hindsight, does the First Minister now accept that these budget cuts were wrong?
First Minister.
No, I don't. Can I just to complete the point?
Order. Look,
I think the public deserve a proper and full explanation of the situation here. Just to complete the point that Kezia Dugdale raised in her first question, we will continue to consider any suggestions that are made about how we improve the travel planning, and we'll implement any changes as quickly as possible. I simply make the point we've got to take care that in opening up the priority route to more vehicles, we don't have the situation where that route ceases
Order.
To provide the priority transport for the vehicles that we initially designated it for. On the other issues, Presiding Officer, you know, the specific part of the bridge that is being repaired now was not broken back in 2010.
Order!
The work that was considered in 2010 was prompted by concern about another part of the truss end link, not the part that is now cracked. The work that was considered in 2010 would have been a more extensive repair than was actually required, and it would have completely closed the Forth Road Bridge for a number of weeks. And that is why FETA, not the Scottish Government, but FETA, which of course was made up of councillors from all parties, decided to do further analysis and propose a more proportionate repair. Now, that more proportionate repair was underway when the current defect was identified. And if I look at the figures, Presiding Officer, for the year 2010-11, when we've been accused of underfunding maintenance, the grant that was provided to FETA by the Scottish Government was greater in that year than in any of the previous 3 years. And in the last point I want to make, because Kezia Dugdale started her last question by saying that this government somehow wanted to save money. This, let me remind the Chamber and the public, Presiding Officer, is the government that decided to invest in a new fourth replacement crossing. Hardly the hallmark of a government that was trying to save money. And what was Labour's position on a new fourth replacement crossing? Well, James Kelly, Labour's then infrastructure spokesperson, the person who was jumping up and down in this chamber yesterday complaining that we hadn't fixed a crack 5 years before the crack actually happened, this is what he said. He said that from the start, the new fourth replacement crossing has been a vanity project for the Scottish Government. It was the Labour benches that wanted to save money on making sure people could continue to travel across the Forth, not this Scottish Government.